Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a cookbook author, and he's also the creator of a line of spice blends. On this episode, he talks about tapping, transforming, and tasting maple syrup.
I don't know about you, but when I stand in a supermarket aisle and look at the maple-flavored corn syrup versus the real deal, I have a tough time throwing down the extra cash for the good stuff. But one visit to a maple camp in Cooktown will spoil you for life. Today, I let the pros give us the down low on everything from tapping to production to telling how to make the grade. I'll prove to you that the taste of real syrup is worth the extra money.
Burton's Maplewood Farm sits on 28 acres in Medora, Indiana. Every year in March, they host the National Maple Syrup Festival, proving that maple syrup isn't just for Vermont anymore. Chef Orr spoke with two of the Burtons, Tim, the farm owner, and Sabrina, his daughter-in-law. You can smell and taste the love in this family operation.
The first thing we always look for is the diameter of the tree. We won't tap any tree that's less than 14 inches in diameter for every 4 inches above and beyond that. So if we go to an 18-inch diameter tree, we'll put two taps into that tree, and then so on and so forth. And we also take a look at the health of the tree. If it has a nice full canopy, we know that that's a real healthy tree. If it doesn't have any kind of scarring on the tree at all or anything like that, we'll choose that tree.
Mother Nature dictates all of sugaring season. And so here in southern Indiana, we tap mid to late January. The season goes until about mid-March. We know to tap the trees when the days are getting up in the 40-degree range, but we want the nights to be cooler because the trees, when they expand and contract during those freezing periods, that's what sends the sap up and down the tree.
Each tap, we usually average about 10 gallons per year, each tap. So if one tree has three taps, we'll yield 30 gallons of sap out of one tree, yeah. And then that's one of the reasons that pure natural syrup is so expensive, is because it is a long process to get from the sap to the table.
Earlier syrup in the season is generally lighter in color, or graded, it's a higher grade. And then later in the season, we have a darker syrup. For cooking, a lot of chefs like the grade B better just because it has a stronger flavor, a more robust flavor in a finished dish. And the lighter syrup, or the grade A, is ideal for desserts and I like it on my ice cream. And let's go ahead and try the grade A first. So here's the...
So I just had the grade A, and it's surprisingly perfumey. It just kind of, you know, I think a lot of taste comes from the aroma, and when that warms up in your mouth, and it's almost an explosion of flavor. Now I'm going to try the grade B, and the grade B has, it's more of a molasses kind of flavor, a touch of, just a little touch of bitterness, which I like.
A little earthier.
Yeah, earthier. Very, very different. I was surprised about how big of a difference there is between the grade A and grade B.
Pure maple syrup is just that. It's pure maple syrup. When the sap comes out of the tree, it's only at approximately 2% sugar content. When we cook it off and we condense it, we're taking it all the way up to about 58 to 60% sugar. And so there's no additives, there's no preservatives. It's pure. It's what we call nature's candy.
I would suggest that everybody take a chance if they can to go out and see maple being reduced and smell those smells. And it's just like the best perfume or cologne you could ever wear.
This has been Earth Eats with Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/earth-eats. Until next week, tap into a sweet treat. I'm Annie Corrigan.